Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley, the first Scales of Truth of 2022. January 1st, today, we are going to talk about an incredibly important admission. Sometimes leaders of certain activities admit things that clearly contradict their actions and activities and leadership otherwise, their counsel otherwise. And that is the case here. We're going to talk about the admission that is basically discusses a fundamental of science that then the activities themselves contradict. And then we're also going to talk about the timeline of events that is admitted in this admission here, and understand and really pick apart what that timeline of events must be. We're going to do the math on that. So what I'm talking about is when one Demon Fierci, my nickname for Dr. Fauci, if you haven't ever listened, admits in front of Facebook CEO, Farcebook founder, Mark Zuckerberg, and some number of Farcebook employees. This is in March of 2020, so some 21 and a half months ago, nearly. And so what he admits to Zuckerberg is something about the basics of science, which you can then compare to what actually happened. This is going to be along the lines of when, in front of actual virologists, good little schoolboy Demon Fierci admits on This Week in Virology in a July 2020 episode, that any PCR test result that took more than 35 cycles to call a quote positive really only had dead nucleotides and was therefore a false positive. And yet we can see as a smoking gun, as he does not advise people further, when labs allow up to 40 and 42 cycles for something to be called positive, that he doesn't really care about the science. He's not about the science, even though he knows it. So this is going to show that, and so let's get to it. This is from March 2020 in front of Farcebook and company at a video meeting. So I'm going to play just a little bit, and I've transcribed the whole thing. I'm going to play a little bit just so you know that I really did listen, and you can hear some of it in his voice. You can easily go find this. You'll also find out that fact checkers try to make you just dismiss all of it, and we're going to talk about why, of course, that's silliness, that's idiocy. And there's no way you should dismiss it. They simply try to miscontextualize these things and say, oh, that's old news and that's not what he said. Well, that's what you're saying he said. It's not what most people are taking it to mean. So never, ever trust a fact checker. All right, let's go to the beginning of what he said. And we'll let some of that play, and then we'll let some of the end play. Just a moment.
This were, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and it was for any vaccine that we wanted to make. You would say a vaccine from the time you start to the time it's approved, be safe and effective, is several years, 5, 6, 7 years.
Okay, that's the beginning. Let's listen to the last 20 seconds from what I have. And this is quite an admission, too. Listen to this.
Possibly made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected. So you can't just go out there and give it.
All right, so there you go. A little bit of proof that I, you know, did not just make this up myself. And so now let's analyze that and talk about exactly what he said in its entirety. Now, again, this is a 3-minute, but these are not chopped up. This is about 3 minutes out of about, I believe, a 40-minute speech. So let's go through this. If this were, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and it was for any vaccine that we wanted to make, you would say a vaccine from the time you start to the time it's approved to be safe and effective is several years, 5, 6, 7 years. That's unacceptable for now. So what happened is that we, as soon as we got the sequence of the virus from the Chinese, we pulled it out of the public database and stuck the gene into a vaccine platform and worked on it literally within a day of when it came out. Let me pause for a second and go, I want you guys to listen with your critical ears. Listen for internal contradictions. Think of when you would be saying, why, when, what? Okay, I'm going to continue. I want you to see, because maybe you can follow along and have this really critical thinking, and then we'll discuss it. So let me repeat the last little bit of that. And stuck the gene into a vaccine platform and worked on it literally within a day of when it came out. 65 days later, namely 2 days ago, we gave the first injection to a normal volunteer for a phase one trial to see if it's safe. That's the fastest that's ever been done. That's the good news. The challenging news is that even at that rocket speed, it's going to take a few months to show that the initial safety is okay. Then you go into a phase two trial, which instead of involving 45 people, which we have in the phase one trial, involves hundreds, if not thousands of people. That will take another 6 to 8 months to even know if it works. So at the fastest we can go, it's going to take a year to a year and a half to know if we have a vaccine that we can use. Now, this is a break. You can tell from the video that this cut is a little later, so it's not right next to each other. But you can kind of tell it's a separate point, so the idea that it's next to each other is not important. It's clearly just a separate point. So here we go. There's another element to safety, and that is if you vaccinate someone and they make an antibody response and then they get exposed and infected, does the response that you induce actually enhance the infection and make it worse? And the only way you'll know that is if you do an extended study, not in a normal volunteer who has no risk of infection, but in people who are out there in a risk situation. This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. There was the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children. A quick aside, I looked that up because I wasn't sure what he's saying, and I still not be saying it. I may not be saying it right, but I know I've got the spelling right. Syncytial, S-Y-N-C-Y-T-I-A-L. So there was a history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected. So you can't just go out there and give it. Okay, so I'm going to actually split this up into two episodes. And the first one is going to be about the science that he admits. And then the second one is going to be about the timeline of their reaction. So let's go into the science that he admits and talk about this important admission and what it means. So he said, you know, and also the way he laid things out. So kind of a study of propaganda and not being clear and trying to kind of trick people. If this were, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and it was for any vaccine that we wanted to make, you would say a vaccine from the time you start to the time it's approved to be safe and effective is several years, 5, 6, 7 years. That's unacceptable for now. Now, note that he used 10, 15, 20 years ago, but he doesn't give any evidence to show that it's changed in the last 5 years or 2 years or 7 years. So we really don't have any reason to think that the 5 to 7 years is really what also applies until just now. Okay, 5, 6, 7 years. He says this in March 19th, from what he can tell, but certainly in March of 2020. So he's saying for this to be approved, safe, and effective, we're talking 5, 6, 7 years. We're talking March of 2025, March of 2026, or March of 2027. But that's unacceptable for now. Why is it unacceptable for now? You're saying that's in March. We hardly have any deaths. We didn't even get the first case until, I believe, late January, and hardly any deaths. It had not even hit many states by March. So how can it be unacceptable for now to abandon entirely of the 5 to 6 to 7 year usual situation of knowing whether something is safe and effective? So then he says, so what happened? As soon as we got the sequence of the virus from the Chinese, we pulled it out of the public database and stuck the gene into a vaccine platform and worked on it literally when the day of when it came out. Now, wait a second. So have you ever heard people say, did we ever even isolate the thing? Did we ever even actually have a specimen of the alleged virus? Well, we may or may not have, but they were working off a vaccine without it, as he admits here. The only thing they had was the Chinese public database, and they worked on the code of the virus, not the virus itself. So what if the Chinese that Fauci was working very closely with, because he's the one who went against Obama's restriction of even doing gain-of-function research. And not only did he go against it, he just decided to go do it in China instead. So they pull it out of a public database on the first day it's available and start working on the vaccine. Now, I want to help you to understand this very quickly. The idea that you really know everything from some small description of something is pretty non-science. So the old vaccines relied on the thing itself, allegedly relied on the thing itself. And so potentially your body has a chance to see all the complexity that's there. Because do you even understand the immune response? Do you know which part of the virus that it needs? Do you know which part of the characteristics it sees? No, they don't. Okay, and we're going to talk later. Clearly, vaccine science is not as steadfast and perfect as they want to make everybody believe. Because of course it's not. It's still big pharma, which makes mistakes with medicines all the time. And so if all you're working off is a description, you're assuming that you know a lot that you don't know, as science tends to be prideful, and certainly when it comes to trying to sell it and, you know, market it. As I've said, marketing leads the science department so often in pharmaceutical science. So if I were to draw a picture of you with only 8 colors, how close is that to actually you? If I used a picture of you with 8 colors, how much am I missing? Nearly all of you. The rest of the colors, your actual physical characteristics as to density, as to material, as to tissue, as to energy. And even if you go to things like evolutionary science, you know, the thing that we can see where these, what evolutionary science and science in particular in general tends to say is that because we can explain it a little bit, we understand it entirely. We've got it all figured out. Okay, evolutionary science. Then what about the distinction between a bunch of flesh that's dead and a bunch of flesh that's alive? What about that? Pretty big distinction, right? So the idea that you can take a vaccine and you can just get code from the internet and then you know everything about it such that you can make instructions so that the body will create it properly in the same sense, it will make a good copy, is already about 3 degrees removed from what old vaccine science was. And as I say, it's not better technology. It's just newer technology, the mRNA, that they can therefore call new technology and therefore charge more for, and also have an excuse to revaccinate everybody. So yes, they just took it out of the public database. So when did they isolate it, if they ever did? Because we don't know when they did, and it had nothing to do with the vaccine. So yeah, we pulled it out of the public database and stuck the gene into a vaccine platform and worked on it literally within a day of when it came out. I can tell you that when they were working on it, it was around January 8th or 9th of 2020. Now, how far was this on January 8th or 9th as far as whether we knew it was any true threat? It's getting a little bit into the timeline. I was going to make a separate episode, but I'll go ahead and say it. It was 5 days or 6 days. It was January 3rd of 2020 is when our CDC director first even got notified by the Chinese officially of the virus. And yet these people are working on it the very day they get the code for it. Okay, so then they say, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. They said, that's the fastest we've ever done it. And 65 days later, we gave the first injection to a normal volunteer for a phase 1 trial to see if it's safe. That's the fastest that's ever been done. That's the good news. You see how they manipulate you? Why is that good news? That's not good news. You arbitrarily went from something that in total takes 5 to 6 to 7 years, and apparently you did some part of it in only 65 days. So now he goes, that's the challenging news. The challenging news is that even though at that rocket speed, for what purpose? It's going to take a few months to show that the initial safety is okay. Okay, so remember, this is in March, and they only started it 2 days before he talked. I believe he's admitting they started this on about March 17th of 2020. Then you go into phase 2 trial, which instead of involving 45 people, which we have in the phase 1 trial, involves hundreds, if not thousands of people. That will take another 6 to 8 months to even know if it works. So yes, he's got a few months and then 6 to 8 months. But the important thing is then he pieces this together. If you did the math, you wouldn't even come up with this number. But he must be taking into account, you know, kind of the time in between 2 phases, you know, how they clean up and kind of report and decide whether they go from phase 1 to phase 2. Because he now says at the fastest we can go, it's going to take 1 to 1.5 years to know if we have a vaccine that we can use. Guys, he already said 5, 6, 7 years. And now he says that the fastest that we can go We're going to take a year to a year and a half to know if we have a vaccine that we can use. Guys, this is in March of 2020. 1 year is March of 2021. And that's just to know if you have a vaccine that they can use, not to have it distributed and people actually taking it. A year and a half is September of 2021. Guys, that's not to have it distributed and people taking it. That is just to see if it's safe and effective. That's what he said. He said the minimum range. And so, you know, even the far end of that is still very, very quick. He said the fastest we can go year to year and a half. So that range of the fastest we can go is still applicable as to it being super fast. September 2021 is super fast. As can be indicated, of course, by the fact that he did say it takes 5 to 6 to 7 years. And yet, when did people first get this? In December. Guys, less than or right at 9 months. Not a year, not a year and a half. And that's when it was distributed and being taken for the first time. Hello? But worse, now we get to the next part that he says. This is very important. There's another element to safety. And that is if you vaccinate someone and they make an antibody response and then they get exposed and infected, does the response that you induce actually enhance the infection and make it worse? Stop the presses, folks. Stop the presses. This admits a basic of vaccine science. He's not talking about COVID-19 because it's not COVID-19 yet. They haven't made the vaccine yet. He's aware of situations where the vaccine makes it worse. Okay, the only way that you'll know that is if you do an extended study, not in a normal volunteer who has no risk of infection, but in people who are out there in a risk situation. In other words, he's saying you're not going to know if it's it makes an infection worse, which he admits, unless you get some people who get it. This would not be the first time if it happened that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. Okay, can I quickly make an aside here? The purpose of the vaccine is to make it better, not worse, if you get infected. And he is admitting that vaccine science is so unknown in reality that sometimes they develop vaccines and also then get them to trials. And only with an extended study do they even know if it meets the basics of making an infection worse or less likely. There was a history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected. So you can't just go out there and give it. Okay, he said, made the children worse. He said paradoxically. So let's talk about the power of words. Demon Fierce uses paradoxically. Let's hear that again. There was the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. No, it's not paradoxically. Just like science, when they have a great theory of the universe, and then they find things that are totally against their theory. Like their theory can't work, but they just don't want to throw it away, so they call it a paradox. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that mysterious? It's a paradox. You mean your theory doesn't work? No, it's a paradox. Okay, so in this case, he tries to apply it to something not so much about the makings of the universe, but simply a product that they try to create. And he uses, the vaccine, which is meant to make children better, paradoxically made the children worse. Hey, idiot. That's not a paradox. That means your design is bad. If you know what your design is and it's got a very simple goal, and then once you make the product, it does not meet that design, then it's not a paradox. It's that you have your head up your ass and misdesigned something. Gee, I want to create a safe car, certainly a car that in almost every case is very safe and effective at getting somebody from point A to point B, except in really weird situations. This car should not explode. We're talking it needs a collision to explode. All right, that's our design. What? It just blows up at 35 miles an hour? just blows up? That's pretty weird. What a paradox. No, that's not a paradox, fool. That is that you are responsible for a bad design that killed people. But isn't that interesting, the words that scumbags use? Okay, so let's go on. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected. So you can't just go out there and give it. So let's repeat. If you vaccinate someone, then they make an antibody response, and then they get exposed and infected, does a response that you induce actually enhance the infection and make it worse? And it's two examples. One, it turns out, is from about 1966, and another one was from just a few years ago. So in that whole time span, vaccine science still does not have a handle on the basic design to make sure that it doesn't do the opposite of what it's supposed to do. Literally, one paradoxically makes the children worse, and the other makes individuals more likely to get infected. So this idea that they have any real concrete sense of what's going on, they don't even have the detail to know. They just have to eventually check it out in a population. They don't apparently know the fundamentals of why it makes people worse. They can't point to it. They can just point to sometimes it does. So you're going to tell me that they have this nailed down and have for 20 years, even traditional vaccine science. This is an admission that even traditional vaccine science, they really don't know what they're doing. They just put something together and try to see if it doesn't make people worse. But it might if they don't do the extended study. Guys, do you think that they did the extended study? So he says, hey, first of all, we take 5 to 6 to 7 years to make sure it's safe and effective. The fastest we can go here is a year to a year and a half. That's March of 2021 to September of 2021. That's not even people taking it. People are instead taking it in December of 20. And then he admits it takes an extended study in order to find out whether it even doesn't do the opposite of what it's supposed to do. Do you think they've made that extended study? So let's see. The only way you'll know that is if you do an extended study. Not in a normal volunteer who has no risk of infection, but in people who are out there in a risk situation. Now, they could have done it in parallel, but the point is it's even more complicated than what he said to begin with, and we did it in 9 months, not 5, 6, 7 years. So the important part of this one is the admission that even basic vaccine science doesn't know its butt from a hole in the ground as far as whether the product will do the opposite of what it's supposed to do. So when these people try to sacred cow things for you to question things, they're just being, you know, idea tyrants. And this is what no less than Demon Fierci, who wants you to say, hey, the immune response, don't rely on that. Rely on this. This is better than the immune response. Even as he says, if you don't check it, it might do the opposite. Okay, guys, I'm going to do another episode on this, and we're going to talk about the timelines of him admitting that 65 days before is when they first started. I know we talked about kind of the implications, but let's think about what those timelines really mean. We'll go into some detail on that. That's it for this Scales of Truth. Thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley.